Hey folks, Tim Miller. This makes my blood boil, happening all over. Notice a older man on a train being surrounded and harassed, just trying to do his own thing by a bunch of thugs. Notice everybody's fleeing. This just kind of breaks my heart. Hear his wife or whoever screaming for help as he's being attacked and beaten by a bunch of thugs. And that's all that I can describe them as, thugs. Folks, there are groups of people that are targeting the weak and vulnerable. They're targeting people that can't fight back. They're targeting people that absolutely have done nothing to deserve the treatment that they're getting. It's anger, but it's more concerning. It's violent lawlessness. No fear of police, no fear of judges. And they really don't care who they victimize. You see, for them, their mindset is that this is fun. This is something that they enjoy doing. It's one thing to rob someone. It's another thing to rob and beat them. It's another thing to rob and beat them and rape them. And folks, that's the level of violence that we're seeing across the world, really, but in the United States as well. Now, this didn't happen in the United States, but it does teach us some very important things because, folks, I don't know how else to explain it. The reason I'm doing this channel, I want you prepared. When we were in the Secret Service, we anticipated what the enemy would do, and we trained for it. That's what you got to do nowadays. I don't care if you're old, young, female, male. I don't care. You better have a personal defense plan today. When you get in a confined area like a train, it's really hard to go anywhere. You better have a plan. I suspect what happened in this, and I haven't seen the full video, but that the old man may have said something when they baited him. And folks, let me just say this from the start. You need to be in a position wherever you are where you can't be surrounded by a group of men. Because here's the reality. A lot of those folks that are looking to rob, beat, rape, they know, they have a tactical plan for how they're going to get you in your most vulnerable position. You can't let that happen. Wherever I go in restaurants, I sit with my back to the wall, facing the door. I have a plan. I ask myself, what would I do if? Well, here's an example of it happens like that, and there's no plan. So let me just give you a few things to think about as you're navigating subways, trains, actually kind of anywhere that you are. You need to be thinking about a few things, and that's number one, I can't stress enough how being alert and aware and situationally paying attention can save your life. Folks, when you see folks like that, those thugs moving around looking for a victim, it reminds me kind of like what I saw on safari, that lions would carefully stalk their victims. And that's what we're seeing. We're seeing large numbers of people. They don't want to fight one-on-one. They don't want to have a fair fight. They want to dominate you. They want to beat you. They want to hurt you. They want to rob you. So the first thing is situational awareness. I can't overstate. You've heard me say that 100 times. Put your phone away. Pay attention to what's going on. In this case, I don't know if he was just trying to move through the train. I don't know what happened, but it quickly went bad. Number two is you cannot buy into the bait. Meaning that if they say offensive things to you and there's six of them and one of you, it may not be a good idea to even respond other than maybe use your personality. Hey guys, how you doing, man? What's going on? The old days of men actually fighting fairly, those are gone. It's now a mob mentality and thugs trying to beat down people. So, but you still can have a good response verbally that may defuse it. We call it de-escalation. We train it as de-escalation. The other thing is tactically, you can't allow yourself to get surrounded. Any good fighter will tell you that that's the worst case because you cannot see the threats from the rear and you cannot necessarily handle fighting one-on-one. You want to try to isolate, get yourself into a position where you can fight them one-on-one if that's the case. The most important thing, though, when you're situationally aware and you're tactically okay, is having a defense plan. Do you have any skills? And I have older folks when we train companies, well, you know, I'm kind of old. Well, yeah, but you with the right tool can make a big difference. What am I talking about, the right tools? Well, in some cases, it may be pepper spray. You spray a group of folks and that could dissuade them. It could be, you know, in some places, tasers, hand tasers. In other places like the United States, having a firearm. If there are five people lining up to beat you, is that a situation where you could safely and legally use a firearm? Yeah, I think as you look at these gang attacks mounting, there's only one equalizer in that situation. Even the best of fighters is going to have a problem fighting six or seven at one time. And they know that. They're not expecting you to fight back. So you've got to have a personal defense plan. You've got to have some tools. You have to have some training. And then the other thing, and man, it breaks my heart to say this. I mean, it really does. You can't count on anybody to help you. Most people now are scared. And if they're not scared, they could care less about you. And that's a sad commentary on where we are as a nation. You know, I can remember even 10, 20 years ago, if that happened and there were able-bodied men standing around, it would quickly turn into, hey, you guys better back up. And let me just say this about evil. There's one thing that evil understands, and that's righteous force. If you've ever been bullied in school, you know he'll take your lunch money as long as you keep giving it to him. The one time you learn, train, I had this in my personal experience. You learn how to fight. You learn how to deal with it. Pretty quickly, they want to move on to the next sucker that will just hand over their lunch money. So, folks, let me just encourage you. This is really upsetting to me, and it seems to be happening more and more and more. Remember, stay alert and aware. Put your phone away. You cannot afford to see the threat because if you don't see the threat, he sees you. And now you're the prey and he's the predator. We don't buy into the baiting. We don't get into this tit for tat word wise. Think about how you would respond. Hey, guys, how you doing, man? Everything okay? If they don't, you know, you're going to know very quickly if they're going to move in anyway, but it's worth a try. Also have a personal defense plan and make sure you've got tools. If you're older or weaker, you've got to have tools to equalize this because, you know, when it happens, it's just not a fair fight. And then finally, you can't count on anybody. Obviously dialing 911, obviously screaming for help. Those are all good things, but you better plan on handling your own security. So folks, I hope this is helpful for you. I'm sorry to even have to report it to you. I know that things are changing quicker than we can even keep up with, but I hope and pray this channel helps you to think through some things, maybe have a plan, maybe practice that plan, maybe acquire some tools, train with those tools. Because folks, I'll tell you the way it's going. Waiting for the police is no longer an option. You need to defend yourself until the police get there. So I hope this is helpful. I hope and pray that you stay safe out there. Do me a favor. Please like, share, and subscribe. You know, everybody needs this kind of training. And once you get it, once you practice the skills that you need, you're going to be the one that's able to come and help defend that innocent person that can't help themselves. So anyway, stay safe. God bless you. We'll see you next time, my friends.